here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with Mr. Dave Adams. Dave, every time I look at your title, all the companies that you run, like, do you sleep? Because you're running CU Solutions, Michigan Credit Union League, and then there's LifeStep Wallet, and there's probably some other things in there as well that I don't even know about.
I sleep pretty well, except for when I'm at a big convention with all the eating and drinking. But, no, we have a lot going on, but it's not quite as complicated as it sounds on paper. Lots of exciting things happening, though.
I can imagine. You want to share a couple of, maybe some, a couple of things?
Sure. So, CU Solutions Group, as you know, is a company that focuses on technology, marketing, and HR solutions for credit unions. We've recently added a strategic advisory services division headed by Brandy Stankovic.
I saw her yesterday.
A lot of folks who know Brandy, and she's doing a terrific job. So we just spun off a company called LifeStep Solutions to house our product, LifeSteps Wallet. Yep. The reason we spun it off is we want to invite outside investment and be able to scale the business up with companies that want to share the risk and the opportunity. But certainly our LifeSteps Wallet product is one thing we're working on to help credit unions enhance their mobile banking offering. Another objective for this company is to explore creating products that could help credit unions compete against these neobanks, the challenger banks.
Yeah, that's what I have written down here, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so tell me a little bit more about, I want to go dive a little bit deeper into this. So what exactly, okay, neobank, challenger bank, can you give a quick description for those out there who may not be familiar with those terms?
So the distinction, a neobank or a new bank is a digital-only bank, and they're typically enabled by a bank that has a charter, like Bancorp, for instance, is a bank that enables the service offerings by companies called, like Chime. Chime is one of the largest neobanks, and it's basically a digital-only platform. It's a reloadable debit card where you can do your transactions, your basic banking transactions on this platform with presumably no fees or lower fees. Their business model is based on the debit interchange. So the neobank is enabled by a bank, and then the challenger bank distinction is there's actually a bank that is driving this digital-only solution.
Okay. Would that classify like Movin or Simple, or
Movin,
is there another one?
Simple, Chime, Movin are neobanks.
Okay.
There are also some money center banks that have created their own digital-only offering, like Chase. I think Chase's product is labeled Fin. There are a number of them, Morgan Stanley and Bank of America and others. But one that I think is the easiest to explain, I have the card here that I carry around. I signed up for the Green Dot.
Yeah.
Green Dot product.
Okay.
So Green Dot is actually a challenger bank, because Green Dot powers Walmart checking, Walmart money. And it's a reloadable debit card that has everything that especially a millennial thinks they would want to do their banking.
Okay.
And I'll explain it a little bit if you'd like.
Yeah,
okay?
Please do.
So, reloadable debit card, there's nothing earth-shaking about that, but you get this in the mail, and with it you have instructions for how you can go down to your HR department and get a portion of your paycheck or all of it to be automatically deposited.
Okay.
So now I've got some or all of my paycheck going onto this reloadable debit card. I can reload with cash at 100,000 plus locations, typically pharmacies on every corner. So I can reload with cash for a fee. I can do bill pay. I can do remote deposit capture. I can do everything, and I get 5% cash back on my purchases with instant alerts.
Wow.
So this is the type of product that appeals to millennials and people who think it's going to be much easier to sign up for my core banking services.
No doubt.
A product like that.
I've heard of employers just providing their employees with just a card, and they put their paycheck on the card, and there you go. No banking involved, none of that type of, obviously the restaurant in this case has a bank account or a credit union account, but they just give their employees a card, and that's it. So the employee doesn't have to mess with all that other stuff.
So if you take Chime,
is that something like that?
Most of these neobanks are funded with venture capital. So Chime lays claim to having 2 million customers, and they're growing at 150,000 per month. Now, the banking services are provided by Bancorp, but they're building these accounts and making the interchange income. And what's interesting, whether it's Chime or Movin or any of the other neobanks, when you go to their website, they're talking about, this is a form of banking where you don't have those pesky overdraft fees. We don't feel like banks do. And they're appealing, especially to millennials, mm-hmm. and to those who are cost conscious, who want to have low-fee banking services. Mm-hmm. So the point here for me is that we don't really see in the credit union space yet credit unions innovating to come up with products like that. Yeah. I think they're, in many cases, worried that a product like that will cannibalize the existing checking account, debit card offering.
Yeah.
And yet, lots and lots of people are signing up for these services.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about, gosh, why wouldn't they? Because it's just another offering that they can provide, another value add, just to make them that much more valuable as a resource.
Well, and when you peel back the onion, the fee structure, like with Green Dot, for instance, mm-hmm. it's very convenient to be able to take cash into a CVS and put it onto your reloadable debit.
Right.
But there's about a $5 fee every time you do that. There are fees associated with these services,
sure.
But extremely convenient. The instant alerts for the cash back. There are a lot of many appealing benefits mm-hmm. to these products. Mm-hmm. And so one thing we're going to do through LifeStep Solutions, in addition to expanding our current LifeStep's Wallet product, is look for ways to partner and build products to help credit unions compete.
Build something like that?
Something like that.
Okay.
Another example of some of these new banks or neobanks, if you take Acorns and Robinhood, mm-hmm. they're coming at it from a different angle,
mm-hmm.
appealing to small dollar investors for fractional share investing.
Yeah.
And then they start attaching a checking account mm-hmm. and a credit card and loan services. So we're just looking for innovative ways to help credit unions stay competitive against these new players.
Yeah, it sounds almost like a subscription model, because every month you get charged for the service, or in other words, a subscription, you subscribe to it.
Many of these providers will charge a monthly fee unless you use your debit card a certain number of times.
Compensate.
So they can generate the interchange income.
Wow. I want to get your opinion. Should credit unions adopt something like this, or do you want to even go there?
Well, what I've been reading recently, Suncoast, I believe it is, has announced that they're forming a digital-only service like this.
Mm-hmm.
I see what Suncoast is doing to be on a parallel with what Chase and Morgan Stanley and others are doing by creating a brand that is that digital-only mm-hmm. brand that does some of these things we're talking about.
Okay.
Meridian Credit Union, the second largest credit union in Canada, mm-hmm. has announced that they're actually chartering a bank in Canada to have a digital-only bank associated with their other offerings. So I think that where we're at right now is, how do credit unions either create products like that, or mm-hmm. partner with someone to provide them in a way that gives their members a choice? You can either have this product or our traditional checking account mm-hmm. with a debit card and all the other features.
Yeah, it's just another offering. Why not? I mean, because like you said, the younger generations, this is what they want.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah, it's about appealing to millennials and tech-savvy consumers who want speed and simplicity.
Yep, indeed. I mean, I might even be interested in something like that. I'm obviously not a millennial.
I'll have to admit, experimenting with my Green Dot card, it's kind of fun to, make a purchase with that every once in a while. You spend $50 and you get an alert saying, hey, you just earned $2.50, and it's into your cash ball. So
I assume it has like card controls and all that type of stuff too. If you travel,
some do, some don't. Yeah. But really, they're pretty simple, basic banking services offered through these platforms.
Okay, very cool. Very cool stuff. I mean, you're always bringing something new in here, so I always enjoy it. Is there anything else you guys are pursuing right now?
Well, so that's on the product development front. The core product, of course, that is going into this LifeStep Solutions company is our LifeSteps Wallet product. We have about a dozen credit unions using it right now. And like with any product that is so unique and so new to the marketplace, our early adopter credit unions were learning some things about how to enhance the features mm-hmm. and how to help the credit union with their launch strategies. Yeah. But the basic concept behind LifeSteps Wallet is to have a set of features that can very cost-effectively enhance a credit union's mobile banking offering to help members with shopping and mm-hmm. home and auto maintenance and other lifestyle decisions.
Yeah, indeed. Talk about value. Oh my gosh. Going above and beyond the call. So very cool stuff, Dave. As always, you great education and so much great stuff out there happening. And you guys are like right there on the forefront of it all. So we appreciate the work that you guys do.
Well, we always enjoy the conversation. It's great to be at the GAC and learning from the vendors and from credit unions and what they're doing. It's an exciting time to be working in credit union.
I hear that loud and clear. Yeah, the momentum is really strong and business is good. So let's keep
another thing I'll mention on the association side. Sure. We were very excited to announce today that the Michigan Credit Union League is aligning its cooperative advertising campaign that we've had for decades with the Open Your Eyes to a Credit Union campaign.
Good for you.
We're basically using their theme and a lot of the imagery, creating our own ads to kind of complement the ads that they have, and using the existing funds that we have from our credit unions to get synced up with the Open Your Eyes to a Credit Union initiative.
I can't wait to see the results from that. I'm so intrigued to see how...
It's long overdue, and I kudos to CUNA for having the bold vision to say, look, we've never done this before, it can be done, let's pool the money, let's do research-driven, creative, and get it out into the marketplace.
Indeed. Well,
looking
only time will tell.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, thank you so much
for
stopping by. Always appreciate it.